Big tooth maple is a western native that should be used more in landscapes. It can be grown as a tall shrub or a small tree. It tolerates dry, alkaline soils and has spectacular fall color. Big tooth maple, also known as Wasatch maple, takes its name from a native habitat in the Wasatch Mountains. This is a low mountain range stretching from southern Wyoming into Colorado along the Utah border. Big tooth maple grows in thickets or groves in the moist canyons of the mountains. These are dry mountains, so a moist canyon isn't saying much. This is a slow-growing plant even when it gets more water than natural precipitation. But over time, it grows into a 20 to 30-foot tall plant, and it's about 15 or 20 feet wide. A group of big tooth maple makes a great screen, if you're patient. The grove acts as a backdrop to the garden in front of it. Wasatch maple can also be used as a single specimen plant. The plant is usually grown as a multi-stem clump, so purchase a plant that has a single stem. It can be pruned up into a tree form and planted as an eye catcher by itself. Big tooth maple has 5-lobed dark green summer leaves. These leaves cover the plant from the base to the top. The leaves turn yellow, orange, and red in the fall, but the fall color is genetic. Some plants are yellow and some plants are red. If you're looking for great fall color, purchase your big tooth maple in the fall to get the color you want. It's been hard to find big tooth maple available for sale. The seed germinates inconsistently. It's a slow-growing plant, and it can suffer dieback when transplanted. For those reasons, many growers have chosen not to grow it. But growers in the region have improved at propagation. Different growing techniques get a bigger plant faster, and plants grown in containers are transplanting well. So bigger and better big tooth maple are on the market. This native maple will withstand drought conditions and water restrictions. It tolerates our soils from the plains to the mountains, and it can be used in groves or by itself. It should be used more in our western landscapes. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.